The teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami, as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami. This evening we're going to... this seminar is generally a little more extensive. So we're going to look at a couple of aspects of the Rupshika. We won't necessarily go into everything, but we'll look at some aspects this evening and tomorrow evening. And so this evening we're going to look at the events leading up to the meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. The events leading up to the meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know, is divided into three sections. The Navadvip Lila is half of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila Prakash time. It's 48 years. Half of the time was in Navadvip. And what we actually see that actually the Navadvip pastime, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vidyalila, Komar Lila, Vidyalila, and then Grihastha Lila, and then beginning the Sankirtan movement. That's very extensive pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now that's covered in the Adikanda, Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was compiled before Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavat is similarly three sections: Adikanda, Madhakanda, Antakanda, and the Navadvip pastimes are the Adikanda and Madhakanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Chaitanya Bhagavat is predominantly Navadvip pastimes. Krishna Lila, Bhagavate, Kohe Bed Vyas, Chaitanya Lila Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna Lila, Bhagavate, Kohe Bed Vyas. The pastimes of Krishna are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Bed Vyas. Chaitanya Lila Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Vyas Muni, he appears as Vrindavan Das. In Chaitanya Lila, he appeared just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And he compiled Chaitanya Bhagavat, hearing from Nityananda Prabhu, both directly and internally. Chaitanya Vrindavan Das Thakur was a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. And after the compilation of Chaitanya Bhagavat, sometime later, at the Raghunath Das Goswami, he instructed Kaviraj Goswami in Vrindavan Radha Kund, a whole generation after Mahaprabhu's appearance. And the Brajabasi bhaktas, they requested Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita to give more detail on particularly the later pastimes after taking sannyas, which in Chaitanya Bhagavat are briefly described. In fact, Antakanda in Chaitanya Bhagavat is only 7 chapters. So after Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, Chaitanya Bhagavat only 7 chapters describing going to Puri and Puri pastime. So the devotees in Vrindavan, they wanted more detail on Mahaprabhu's lila after taking sannyas, and they requested Kaviraj Goswami, he's also a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, inspired by Nityananda Prabhu, to go to Vrindavan. And that's described, and there in Vrindavan, he met with the Goswamis, and then he began compiling Chaitanya Charitamrita to give more details on the later pastimes. So the Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is 6 years. Madhya Lila, 6 years. And then the Antya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is remaining 18 years. So in this way, there is the respective content of the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is dealing more extensively with Mahaprabhu's pastimes after taking sannyas. Now it's interesting to note here, when we look at this, take a look at this, that this period of the Madhya Leela, is the shortest period of the respective three sections that Kaviraj Goswami has categorized. And he mentions that the Madhya Leela, these are the principal pastimes. The Madhya Leela are the principal pastimes, even though that's the shortest period of Mahaprabhu's life. So that's quite interesting. As is mentioned, a Madhya Leela naam, Leela Mukhadham. Madhya Leela Mukhadham. Prabhupada's translating, his principal pastimes are in the Madhya Leela. And we're going to examine that this briefly now, and we'll see how the Rupshikha, we'll see how the Rupshikha fits into the Madhya Leela, and how it constitutes the principal pastimes. Now the Madhya Leela looks like this, the various chapters of the Madhya Leela. Mahaprabhu, as we mentioned, Madhya Leela begins, actually there's a few chapters before this. Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas and then traveling to Jagannath Puri, and Leela, his sannyas danda is broken by Nityananda Prabhu, the Shakhi Gopal, when the devotees, after taking sannyas, he's traveling towards Orissa, he goes through Ramuna, Shakhi Gopal, the whole chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then, chapter 6, really we see the beginning of Mahaprabhu's preaching, which is the reason why Kaviraj Goswami describes Madhya Leela as the principal pastimes, because in the Madhya Leela, Mahaprabhu, he establishes his philosophy, his teachings in the Madhya Leela, and they begin here in chapter 6, when liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. This is a very significant incident, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was the guru of the king of Puri. We can say now that in the Sanatan Dharma Samaj, what generally you say Hindu, but the proper word is Sanatan Dharma, Anugami Samatan Dharma, Avalambi Sanatan Dharma Samaj, the most respected post in all of Hinduism is the Shankar Acharya of Puri. The Shankar Acharya of Puri is considered the head of Hinduism. And he goes to the Rath Yatra, it doesn't begin before the head of the Shankar Mat in Puri comes. Now the four main ashrams of Shankar Acharya and Jagannath Puri, and that's considered the major. And the head of that mat is considered the head of all of Hinduism. So at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that position was being held by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, although he wasn't a sannyasi in the Shankara Mat, but he was the guru of the king. He was the guru of Prataparucha Maharaj, and he's the first person that Mahaprabhu preached to and delivered. And it's very, Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya are very extraordinary. He reveals his form, Radha Krishna. He's such an impersonalist. After being delivered, he couldn't even say the name Mukti. He changed the word. We're not going into detail here. That's a whole another. Maybe another time we can go on liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So much. We're just touching on this, just to orientate us where we're going. And then, so Mahaprabhu, he came to Jagannath Puri. He stayed a few weeks only. A few weeks in which he liberated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and then he left for South India. And so we can see that, particularly from this section on, we can see that the style of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, it changes. And it becomes very high profile compared to Navadvip Leela, where Mahaprabhu was associating with the Antaranga Bhaktagon. Navadvip Bhakta. Antaranga Bhaktagon. His eternal associate. Gaurangya Shangi Gone Nitta Siddha Korimane. Brajendra Nandan Jay Shachishuta Hoilo Shay Balarama Hoilo Nitai. All of Krishna's associates in Vrindavan, Nanda Dulal, the gopis, the gopas. They all appeared in Navadvip to associate with Mahaprabhu in Sankirtan Leela. So that's not the high profile preaching. That is the Navadvip sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But But he's preaching it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. It's very high profile. After delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the whole of Jagannath Puri became Vaishnav. And began chanting, although already they were devotees of Jagannath, but they began chanting Hare Krishna. After Mahaprabhu, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya influenced everybody. So Mahaprabhu did not stay long in Puri then, just a brief. He resided at that time in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then after 2-3 weeks he left on the South Indian tour. And that South Indian tour took 2 years. And that's also, that's two chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's also such important teachings. Jari Dekha Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amaragga Guru Hoi Tare Desh. Teachings to, so many important teachings. Kumra Brahman, preaching to the Tattvavadis, Ramanuja Sampradaya, all this is in this tour of South India. It's very important. Maybe on another occasion we can do a presentation on Mahaprabhu's tour of South India. Go to all the places, explain. That's another sweet, something to look for. That's 2 years. Then in chapters 10 and 11 is described, Mahaprabhu comes back to Jagannath Puri. And at this time, he actually begins to establish his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. And in chapters 10 and 11, you'll see description of so many important personalities coming to Jagannath Puri. Like beginning with Ramananda Roy, who he's Arjuna. Ramananda Roy, he was delivered in South India, he came. He gave up his government service, he came to Jagannath Puri. Srarup Damodar, Govinda, Mahaprabhu's personal servant. And other sannyasis, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, they all came, having heard that Mahaprabhu had returned from a South India tour and was again in Jagannath Puri, they all came to Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu, he established his residence in the house of Kashi Mishra, that became his residence in Jagannath Puri for this period, and later he resided in the Gambir. But Mahaprabhu really, he began to set up his headquarters of his preaching mission in Jagannath Puri, and all of these important personalities arrive, and that's described. And also the arrival of the Bengali devotees is described in chapter 11. Having heard, we discussed in the Bhagavatam the other morning, that having returned from South India, they sent Kala Krishna Das to Navadeep. He informed the devotees, all the devotees came. That's described in chapter 11, the arrival of the Bengali devotees. Gouda Hoite, Gouda Hoite, Bhakta Ashiya Chindui Shatta, Mahaprabhu Bhakta Shab Mahabhagavata. 200 devotees, Gopinath Acharya, he goes to see the king, and he's announcing 200 devotees have arrived from Bengal. And they are awaiting on the lake Narendra Sarovar. Gouda Hoite Bhakta Ashiya Chindui Shatta. 200 devotees. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Shab Mahabhagavata. They're all liberated personalities, great devotees. And in this way, the first description of the Bengali devotees arriving in Jagannath Puri. Now, this section of Mahaprabhu's Leela, we go into great detail. In previous chapters, this is 2 years in two chapters. 2 years of Mahaprabhu's pastimes in two chapters. In the subsequent chapters, chapter 10 to 14 is 30 days. So we're seeing Kaviraj Goswami, he's giving an overview, a broad look. Mahaprabhu's touring and preaching. And then upon arriving in Jagannath Puri, he goes into deep focus. All of the incidents are described in great detail. The arrival of the Bengali devotees, Mahaprabhu, Gundicha, Marjana, cleaning, and then dancing in Rath Yatra, two chapters. Very detailed description. And we get a very clear picture of this this time. Now this incident repeats itself for the subsequent 20 years. Every year the devotees from Bengal came and participated in Rath Yatra. But it's not described again, it's described in this place in great detail, and that way we can conceptualize that every year similar pastimes occurred. Then after Rath Yatra, the first Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu remained in Puri for another 2 years. And during that time, he was attempting to go to Vrindavan, and he was restricted by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. And they would give various excuses. After Rath Yatra, well, now is the rainy season. wait after, and then rainy season finishes, and then they said, well, now the Shitgal winter is coming, now's not the time. And then so he waited again another few months, and then they said, oh, the devotees are coming from Bengal, another Rath Yatra. Oh, yeah. And then after again, they said, now not the time. And in this way, they different excuses, they kept him in Puri for 2 years. And then eventually, Mahaprabhu, he said, Vrindavan Jyoti, Bora Utkanta, and you're not allowing me to go. And then they felt, okay, so then they gave permission. So after 2 years, on the Bijoy Dashami day, later in the year, in Kartik, around Kartik month, Chaturmasya Bijoy Dashami, then Mahaprabhu departed. As it appeared, as he described, to fulfill his desire to go to Vrindavan, and he also said to search out Visharup. Visharup. But actually, what we see is that Mahaprabhu doesn't go to Vrindavan. He doesn't go to Vrindavan. He goes again to Bengal, and he meets Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And then he returns to Jagannath Puri, and then he goes to Vrindavan through Jarikand, and that takes 2 years. He returns to Jagannath Puri, then he goes to Vrindavan, and that the Vrindavan Jatra takes 2 years. And returning from Vrindavan, he instructs Rupa and Sanatan. He first meets Rupa and Sanatan in Ramkeli, which we'll describe this evening, and then he goes to Vrindavan, and 2 years after returning from Vrindavan, he instructs Rupa and Sanatan. And in this way, the Madhva Leela is completed, the 6-year period. Madhva Leela. 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. And we can see, it's interesting to note, when you look at this, that Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He wrote that book that book was published in 1968, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And that book is the book in which Prabhupada, the beginning, it's the first introduction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western world from Srila Prabhupada. We know that Thakur Bhaktivinoda wrote a book and was published on Prabhupada's birth, time of Prabhupada's birth, 1896, and that was also sent to the West, but that book was there. But Mahaprabhu was really introduced to the Western world by Prabhupada with his publication of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Who's seen Teachings of Lord Chaitanya? The book, raise hands. Okay, so you may know, who's read it? Okay, you've seen it, you know the book. So that book, it just simply describes these principal pastimes in Madhva Leela. As Kaviraj goes, you know, why Prabhupada particularly picks out those things. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it begins with Rupa Shikha, Sanatan Shikha, and then Sarvabhauma Ramananda Roy, and then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and then Prakasananda Saraswati. Just simply Mahaprabhu, his teachings and all of those different incidents. And Prabhupada selected those to present in Teachings of Lord Chaitanya because Kaviraj Goswami explains that these pastimes are the principal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he's instructing these key personalities. And we can see in that way the teachings of Lord Chaitanya is basically a summary of Madhva Leela. Let's take a look at this on an ancient map from Bengal, which describes a little bit about Mahaprabhu's traveling. His traveling, which is described in Madhva Leela. There's three different paths here described here. You can see this one, the dotted, this is gold Brahman pot. We'll describe this evening, where Mahaprabhu Puri, from here, gold Brahman pot means Ramkeli, gold Brahman pot. And here is Dokhin Bharat or Poshchim Bharat Brahman pot. That means West India and South India tour. And here is Vrindavan Brahman Pot, Mahaprabhu's journey to Vrindavan. So these are the three journeys that he took, and you can see here's Jagannath Puri. So the gold Brahman Pot is here. Mahaprabhu, he's saying that he wants to go to Vrindavan, which is here, but he doesn't go in this direction, he goes again to Bengal. And why he does that, we'll explain. Goes to Bengal, and then he... the idea, he's saying he's on the bank of the Ganga, he's going to go all the way to Vrindavan. But he gets to Ramkeli, he meets Rupa and Sanatan, and then he returns to Jagannath Puri. After a short time, 4 months, he actually makes his journey to Vrindavan, and that is here through Jarikan Forest. And he delivers the tigers and the elephants. And prior to that, the South Indian tour is here, which took 2 years, and all of these amazing places Mahaprabhu visited, and then returned to Puri. So this is the these three different journeys actually constitute the format in which the principal teachings of Madhya Lila are given. Any question? Okay. Now, as you mentioned, Suchinandan was in Jagannath Puri, and he was again and again requesting permission from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to go to Vrindavan. They weren't giving permission, he wasn't going. This is very interesting, that even he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he's not going to do anything without the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Even though he's Swatantra, independent Lord, but he's teaching us the importance of whatever we do, the Vaishnavas have to be pleased by our activity. If it gets to a point where everyone is dissatisfied and unhappy with us, we can understand that we're contravening Krishna's plan. We can understand that Krishna is pleased with us when the Vaishnavas are pleased with us. And practically speaking, that's the only feedback we'll ever get. So this is indicated by Mahaprabhu showing the importance of the well wishes and the blessings of the Vaishnavas, that he wouldn't begin his journey without getting the permission from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Ramananda Roy. So he was explaining, he was appealing to them in this way as he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, embraced them and said, I've been desiring for so long to go to Vrindavan. Bodo utkant. I have such a strong desire to go to Vrindavan, but you are not allowing me to go. Please allow me to go to Vrindavan. Through Bengal. Go to Hoite. Mordui Shamashrai. Janani Janavi Ei Dui Doyamoi. That in Bengal, I have two shelters, Dui Shama Ashray. Ashray shelter, but it's Shama Ashray. It means a place of complete shelter. Janani is my mother, and Janavi, Ma Ganga. E Dui Doyamoy. These two are full of mercy. Interesting that we see in Suchinandan and Goudhari, his pastimes, that he never abandoned his relationship with his mother. Even after taking sannyas, Shachi Mata. And she would embrace Mahaprabhu, she would cry, and the tears would bathe his head, she would cook for Mahaprabhu. On several, at least three occasions, there were meetings between Shachi Mata and Suchinandan in Shantipur. And we'll show you those when those occurred also shortly in a map. And of course, Ma Ganga. Such an important... She plays such an important role in the pastimes of Suchinandan. So here's a map that we can see, which shows us Mahaprabhu's journey to Ramkeli, to Bengal. So here we are, Jagannath Puri, and there's many interesting pastimes all described here as Suchinandan is leaving Orissa. Like, for example, by this time, the king of Puri had become such a devotee, Prataparudra Maharaj. It's a sweet... We were discussing that yesterday in the Bhagavatam class, how Mahaprabhu was very strict with Prataparudra Maharaj. He's very strict. Nityananda Prabhu said, just send him one of your outer cloths. Mahaprabhu was very strict. And we may think, how is it? He's supposed to be the Param Karuna avatar. Why he was so strict? But it was simply... He didn't deny Prataparudra Maharaj. He simply delayed. He delayed the meeting. But ultimately, there was full mercy. Prataparudra Maharaj was massaging the lotus feet of Suchinandan at the Ratha Yatra. So there's no question of him not being Param Karuna avatar. But he did it in such a way to maintain the sannyas profile, because that was in preaching. That was his preaching we discussed the other morning. That Morai Dekhi Shei doribe choron ei mate utaribo shokol bhuban. Those scholars who are threatening to beat me, more deki, when they see me in the sannyasi dress, doribe choron, they will fall down and hold my feet. Ei mate utaribo shokol bhuban. In this way, I will deliver the whole universe just by wearing the sannyas dress and people bowing down to me. So he kept a very high profile on the principles of sannyas very strictly, because that's his mercy on humanity, because that induces the respect to hear his message and to follow him. So he was very strict. But ultimately he delivered Prataparudra Maharaj. He became such a devotee. Here's the arrangement. Wherever, so there's many rivers, Bengal, Orissa particularly, many rivers all the way down there. There's so many rivers flowing into the Bay Bengal, all through that area. So wherever Shachinandan crossed the river, the king, he arranged two assistants to build a new boat and build a special stamba. And the king said, I will go there and take my bath there. He said that wherever Shachinandan stops, wherever, whichever town he visits, build five or six new store rooms for boga and prasadam. Every place he went through, this is the arrangement Prataparudra Maharaj was organizing. He was the king. Every day he would send 15 men with Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad on their heads. They would go out and meet the party and distribute Mahaprasad. He sent all the queens on elephants to take darshan of Mahaprabhu as he was journeying out of Orissa. And of course, there's Jagadananda, there's Gadadhar Pandit. Mahaprabhu refused to allow him to journey with him to Puri. And that's described that he sent him back, Kshetra Sanyash, etc. So all of those leaders are described in great detail as Mahaprabhu is traveling, and eventually he reaches Bengal. In those days, keep in mind, Shuddhi Brinda, respectable devotees, there was no trains, indigo, jet, nothing. They're walking. It takes a month. So you reach Bengal. Up here also, many interesting pastimes. We're going to focus on what happened up in Ramkeli, so we're not going into detail here. But in Panihati, there were pastimes. Already the crowds were gathering. And in Panihati, it describes it took a long time. It was very difficult for Mahaprabhu to get from Ganga to Raghav Bhavan. If you've been to Panihati, Raghav Bhavan. Very difficult for him to even get there. So many people had gathered. By the time he reached Kulia, called the Deep, thousands of people had come and were coming to see him. All of the Navadeep Dwasis, here's Navadeep here. All of the Navadeep Bashis, those smart Brahmins, and other non-devotees, etc., and general people that were not able to enter into the intimate Sankirtan pastimes, that Mahaprabhu left Navadeep, and then they realized, what have we done? Opportunity. Shachinanda and Gaudhari, Navadeep Chandra, Dijamani. He was here. And now he's gone. And so they all took advantage of him passing through Koladeep, which is now modern Navadeep city. Because Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he never returned to his home. He never returned to Mayapur, but he travelled on this bank of the Ganga. Mayapur is on this side. He travelled on the east bank of the Ganga. And he went through the modern-day city of Navadeep, which is called Koladeep. And so many of the Navadeep Basis, they crossed Ganga, as described in great detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat, their journey across the Ganga. And he delivered many offenders like Devananda Pandit and Gopal Chapal at that time as he was traveling through, by going past Navadeep. And along the Ganga particularly, here Mahaprabhu again, from Panihati he meets with Ma Ganga, and then he continues on the bank of Ganga all the way to Ramkeli. Ganga Tire, Prabhu Loilen Pot. Shnan pan puran gangir monodot. Ganga tire, on the bank of the Ganga. Ganga tire, remaining on the bank of the Ganga. Loilen pot, he took this path. Shnan pan, drinking Ganga jal, bathing in Ma Ganga. Gangir monodot, he fulfilled the desire of Ma Ganga. who was lamenting not having his daily Sangha. And Sachinandan, he traveled like that all the way to Ramkeli, which was the capital of Bengal. Now, as he was traveling already, just remember the arrangement that Prataparuja Maharaj had arranged. Such a huge entourage. All of those people were accompanying him, except Gadadhar Pandit. And so many people were joining. And then he reached Bengal, and so many devotees were joining the party. Taha Nitrakori Prabhu Prem Ochetan Koti Koti Lok Aishe Dekte Charan. Koti Koti Lok. Thousand, millions and millions. 10 million? 1 crore? 10 million? So koti, so tens and tens of millions Lok of people. Aishe came Dekte Charan to see his lotus feet. As he was traveling on that path beside Ma Ganga, dancing in Sankirtan. It describes that so many devotees had come that wherever Mahaprabhu touched the ground with his lotus feet, they would collect the dust. And there's so many devotees, they all wanted to collect a little dust from the path. The road was finished. Road was finished. Ache chale ailo prabhu ram kele gram gaud and nikat gram oti anupam. He arrived ailo ram kele gram at the village of Ram kele gaud and nikat, which is on the edge of Gaudadesh, on the edge of Bengal. Oti anupam, extremely beautiful. Here is Ram kele, here is Mayapur. Here is Kolkata. So at that time, Ram kele was the residence of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. It was a village of Brahmins. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were already engaged in Bhagavad Bhakti. They had an ashram called Gupta Vrindavan in Ram kele. And they were there because the emperor of Bengal. Actually, at that time, the capital of Bengal was here. It's called Gaud. That was originally a kingdom established by one Hindu king, Lakshman Sen, in the 12th century. He established the kingdom of Bengal here in Gaud. And subsequently, the Mughals also, they ruled Bengal from Gaud, G-A-U-R, Gaud. For that reason, this place is called Bengal, is called Gaudadesh. Because it's gold. And because Chaitanya Charitamrita, many people will say Gaudahoite, Gaudadesh. Because the capital was Gouda. And for that reason, we are called Gaudiya. Gaudiya Vaishnav. It's a very beautiful place. If any of you have been to Ram kele, we visit there on occasion. And there's festivals there. Very nice place. So Mahaprabhu was performing Sankirtan in Ram kele, and it's described that he was performing the Sankirtan just near the palace of the Nawab, within earshot. And by this time, tens of thousands of people, or hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions and millions of people had gathered. It's described that when Mahaprabhu would chant, he was calling out the holy name, it could be heard for 3 miles away. 3 miles. I could hear him chanting. Here, 3 miles would be what? Maybe Carlton? Carlton? Imagine you're in Carlton this evening, you're sitting in your house, you can hear here in Albert Park Mahaprabhu chanting, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, Hare. Imagine that? 3 miles. So the Nawab, he heard that about this movement. He was a little concerned. Maybe it's a civil disobedience revolution. I mean, tens of millions of people are there. So he sent his police constable to get a report. He said, give me a report. What does this person do? How does he behave? What does he look like? What does he eat? He asked those things specifically. So that chief police constable, he went there. These men are Javon Lecha. They're not Sanatan Dharma Abalambi. Meat eaters. He He saw, he'd never seen such a thing before. He saw the beautiful form of Sachinanda. He said that in comparison, it's not no comparison to even Cupid, this beauty or the form of this person. He's describing that his form is like shining molten gold and shines. And his face is brilliant like Chandrodaya, like a rising moon, like hundreds of rising moons. And his eyebrows are like the upturned Cupid's bow. His eyes are like lotus petals. They reach almost back to his ears. His lips are red like what is it? Red like ruby red. And his like rubies. And his teeth are like white pearls. His neck is like that of a lion. His chest is like that of an elephant. And it's anointed with chandan. And his slender waist is draped with a shining cloth, which is the color of the rising sun. And his feet are like soft lotus petals. And he said that he's shivering. His body shivers like a jackfruit. Like a jackfruit. Kartal, jackfruit. And he said the most amazing thing is that within every half hour, he falls to the ground unconscious at least 100 times. Just do the calculations. 30 minutes, 100 times, it's like you're just falling down and getting up, falling down. In this way, he described. So, hearing this description, the Nawab was completely astonished. Kone kone, sometimes. Kone kone, shanna shira, hena kampahoi. His body quivers so much, sometimes. His body is shaking. Preme dala dala shona da anga. Chodane nupure bhaje. Mahaprabhu's body quivers. Preme dala dala, in love of God. Preme dala dala shona da anga. Chodane nupure bhaje. Mukunda madhava yadava hari. His body quivers with love of God. Kane kane shanya shahena kompahoi. Shahashra John O. 1,000 men. Sahashra John O. Even 1,000 men. Dhoribe shakti nai. Don't have the strength to hold him down. And in regard what he eats and how he sleeps, the Nawab asked, tell me about how he eats. Bahutuli nirantor bole harinam. Bahutuli, he raises his arms. Nirantar bole harinam, he chants without cessation. Harinam. Bojan shayan ar nahi kichukam. And he has no desire for eating or sleeping. He never even thinks about eating or sleeping. He's simply absorbed in chanting the holy name and dancing. Chanting the ghostly mantra. Kohilon e Maharaj Tomashtane Desha Dannahoi e Purusha Agamane. He said, Kohilon e O Maharaj Tomashtane, your land Desh Dannahoilo is become blessed. E Purush Agaman, this person's coming. This is the description that the chief constable of police gave as Mahaprabhu arrived in Ramkeli. So this is very interesting. When he heard this, the Nawab, he became astonished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koya koraho bichar bichar kore pabe chamatkar. If you consider the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his character, you become astonished. Bichakore pabe chamatkar. So the Nawab, hearing from the lips of the chief constable, he became changed person. Poshupaki jude pashana bidare shuni jara gunagata. Poshupaki jude, poshu animals, paki birds, jude cry, pashana bidare stone melts, shuni hearing jara guna about their qualities. Hearing their qualities makes the stone melt, makes the birds and the beasts cry. So hearing from the lips of that Muslim chief constable, it affected the heart of the Nawab. This is amazing. And so he made a declaration, wherever this sannyasi goes, whatever he does, whatever he says, no one shall restrict him in any way. If they do, then I will destroy them and their family. And saying this, he retired to his internal quarters, private quarters. So the Sanatan Dharma ministers, they were a little concerned about this, that they thought that, well, he's made this statement now, but at any time, if somebody influences him, he could change his mind. The Nawab. This is the same Nawab that convicted Haridas Thakur to be beaten and killed, although he didn't die. The same Nawab who destroyed so many temples in Orissa. Kaviraj Goswami, he destroyed so many temples in Orissa. He writes that. He was a heavy dude. He was a persecutor of the Vaishnavas and the followers of the Vedic principles. But he, being hearing this description, he changed. But the ministers, they were concerned that at any time he may change his mind again. So let's send a message, they thought. Let's send a message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the message was, enough kirtan has been performed in this place, close to the Nawab's palace. Maybe now is a good time to move on to the next destination. That was the message that they sent through a qualified Brahmin. So the Brahmin went to where Mahaprabhu was performing the kirtan, but he couldn't even get the attention of Mahaprabhu to give the message because he was too absorbed in the kirtan. Kichu nahi jani Prabhu nije bhakti roshe aha nisha nije prem shindu maje bhashe. Kichu nahi jani, he doesn't know anything. Nije bhakti roshe. Nijet Bhakti Roshe. What does that mean? That this is very fascinating. That this person just tried to understand the Chaitanya Avatar, that he's Krishna. But Nijet Bhakti Roshe, tasting Bhakti Roshe, for the person who is himself. But he's assumed the mood of a devotee, so much so that he forgets he's God. Nijer Bhakti Rosh, Aha Nisha, Nijer Prem, love for himself, that's Nijer, himself, Nijer Prem, because he's Krishna, but he's in love with Krishna. Just try to understand Chaitanya Avatar. Aha Nisha, Nijer Shindu, he's completely Jani, Kichu Nahi Jani, Prem Shindu, Maje Bash, because he's absorbed, Maje, he's entered into. And he's residing in the ocean, Prem Shindu, the ocean of love for himself. This is Chaitanya Avatar. So the messenger, he was unable to get the attention of the Lord at all, and so he decided to give the message to Mahaprabhu's associates there, and gradually the information that was sent by that messenger, it disseminated amongst the kirtaniyas, this message. And Mahaprabhu, he became aware that there was some anxiety amongst the devotees. And so he suddenly stopped the kirtan. And then he spoke and addressed the tens of thousands and millions of people who had gathered there. And he spoke philosophical instructions about how he's appeared to spread the holy name, and everyone will be eligible to take the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and I've come to deliver this. And he also spoke this very important verse, which we often hear quoted, and we may not have known the context in which it was quoted, but Mahaprabhu spoke this verse, that Prithipiti Ache Jotanagarari Gram Savatra Procha Hoibe Monam, that all over the planet, in as many towns and villages there are, my name will be preached. And there's nothing that the local king or anyone else can do to stop that. And of course, we credit Srila Prabhupada as being the person who fulfilled the order of this prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and personally took the holy name all over the world. And we have the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Look at this. Here they are doing a Ratha Yatra in Siberia. Just see. Sometimes people ask me, I travel around and people ask me, the Prabhu in Bangladesh, ISKCON e koto desh ache? How many countries is ISKCON? Where? How many countries are there? ISKCON is there? And I say, Oto shamoy ne bolte. We don't have time to answer that question. I say, you change the question. Ask me how many, what are the countries where ISKCON is not present? We're going to answer that really quickly because we're everywhere. Now, at this time also, Rupa and Sanatan were... Now we first see the first meeting of Rupa and Sanatan. That messenger went, he gave the message to the devotees, the Lord made that announcement, the kirtan was continuing. Then that evening, in the middle of the night, Rupa and Sanatan, they went to take the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oddaratri, half, in the middle of the night, Oddaratri, Duibhai, Ailo Prabhushthan, they went to where Mahaprabhu was, Pratame Mililo Nityananda Haridash Shane. First of all, they met with Nityananda and Haridash Thakur. And then Nityananda Prabhu and Haridash Thakur, they brought Rupa and Sanatan into the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they fell down and offered their obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ute Duibai Tobe Danta Trina Dori. Danta Trina Dori. In their teeth, they held grass in their teeth. Danta Trina Dori. Grass in their teeth. We don't do that these days in ISKCON, but this is their humility. Daina Kori. In great humility. Shtuta Kori. Shtuti Kori. They offered prayers. Karayodha Kori, with folded hands. And they offered very beautiful prayers. Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doyamoy Potit Bhavan Jai Jaya Mahashai. And particularly, we see that the various associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were particularly personifying various qualities. Like Raghunath Das Goswami was personifying renunciation. And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were personifying humility. Humility.
Perhaps that can be turned up a little so I can notice this. Yeah. I don't have to hold it so close.
Volume.
Upon introducing himself, more volume, you put less. Upon introducing themselves to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like generally if we...
That's more, you... Less.
We may have the tendency when we meet somebody, the first thing we do is we pronounce all of our achievements. I'm initiated. I do book distribution. I come to the temple. We come every. Whatever things we do, we'll make sure it's known. Complete opposite. Rupa and Sanatan. Only they're going to say the bad side. And that's not because they're making a show. That's who they think they are. They're actually convinced. Nicha jati, nicha shangi potit otam kubi shai kupe goinanu janam. Our life, goinanu janam, our life has gone, it's wasted. Kubi shai kupe, in the well of, we've fallen in the kupe, the well of bishai, of sense enjoyment. We've fallen into that well. Nicha jati, our birth is low. Nicha shangi, our associates are low. Potit odham, we are the lowest of men. Now, we in ISKCON, we know that you have to be humble. So, Prabhu, I'm so forward. That's the language. The Chalti Bhasha. That's the language. But inside, we don't really think that. Oh no, Prabhu, I'm so fallen. But inside, we don't really think that. We think, yeah, I'm reasonably advanced, you know, I'm more advanced than those people. We don't really think that. But we say, oh, I'm so low, I'm the most fallen. We say that. But actually, Rupa and Sanatan, they think that. They think that. Jagai madai hoite koti koti gun adharma poti papi ami duijan. Compared to Jagai Madhai, Koti Koti Gun, where millions of times more degraded.
Adam, the lowest, Poti, fallen, papi, sinful. Ami Duijon, that's who we are. It's interesting that already they were aware of Mahaprabhu's preaching, and they're referring to his delivering of Jagai and Madhai. So already Rupa and Sanatan were followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seeking and desiring his shelter and very much appreciative of his appearance and achievements and pastimes of delivering Jagai Madhai. So Mahaprabhu begins to speak. Shuni, Mahaprabhu kohe, shuno, dabir kash, tumi dui bhai, mor puradon das. Listen, you brothers, dabir kash, tumi dui bhai, you two brothers, mor puradon das, are my eternal servants. It's interesting that, well, we were discussing in a Bhakti Briksha program yesterday, this pastime of the mendicant sannyasi coming, and Jagannath Mishra is feeding him, and Sachinandan is stealing the offering. So that sannyasi, that mendicant Brahman, Sachinandan, he says that in a previous life, you visited me in the house of Nanda Baba, and I stole your offering then. And similarly, I'm doing now. So this is very interesting. Can you imagine that? Just think. That means that he forgot that. You ate. Krishna stole your previous life. Krishna stole your cooking and spoke with you. You were in Vrindavan with Krishna and you forgot that. Isn't that amazing? So that's special that. That the liberated souls may even not know that they're eternal associates of the Lord. Him, Mahaprabhu is saying that. They're not saying, oh, yes, it's a Nitya Manjari, we've come. They're not thinking like that. They're eternal, is the eternal associates, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, others, you see, they're not remembering that. But that's not Mahamaya. Otherwise, how can they be considered an eternal associate? Or it may be, and Prabhupada comments that he's commenting in this case that even such exalted souls can become entangled. So don't feel depressed, don't feel frustrated with your circumstances. Because what can you expect in this place? It's everything is sticky, everything you go to is going to stick on you. Even such exalted souls found themselves in a compromised position because they had adopted the customs of the Mog of the Javans. They wore their dress. They took their titles. They associated with them out of obligation. This is the material world. It's a very
awkward place to be in.
Aaj hoite duhanam rup sanatan doina chara tomar doina fate mormon. Aaj hoite duhanam rup sanatan. This is the initiation of Rupa and Sanatan. Prabhupada describes it as the initiation of Rupa and Sanatan. Actually, the accepting of the name from spiritual master is very significant, as Prabhupada is indicated by this lila. There is no mantra here, there's no mantra dikha. No mantra diksha. You can read about Rupa and Sanatan, their life and everything, their mantra and everything. You can read about that. We won't go into the detail. But here he's simply giving them the name, Rupa and Sanatan. And Prabhupada comments that without changing one's name to indicate that one is a servant of Sri Hari, it's not possible to fully revive one's Krishna consciousness and return to the spiritual world. It's very important when one receives, those who have received a spiritual name from a spiritual master should consider themselves to be extremely fortunate because it is such a powerful thing. To begin with, everybody, just like in this room here, how many of you know my legal name? So everybody in this room here,
refers to me with the name given by my mantra guru. So in that way, you can see that there's a very powerful energy. Because everybody is considering you the servant of Sri Hari. Just because you have that name. Everyone is thinking of you as the servant of Sri Hari. And they're referring to you in that way. This is a very powerful influence on us. That everybody thinks we're the servant of Hari. And when we introduce ourselves, Otul Krishna Das, this is a very powerful thing. When one's given the name. So those of you who have received the name of Krishna's servant from the representative of Krishna should consider themselves extremely fortunate. And those those who haven't should desire that. Ipshita Shanga Labda should desire that. It's a very special thing. And you can desire that. It's a very healthy desire. Desire to get the shelter of a genuine representative of the Lord and be accepted. Receiving the name means that you are accepted. It means that it's confirmed, yes, I'm taking responsibility for you, now this is your name. When Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, he was so affected by his meeting with Rupa and Sanatana. It took, I'll show you some things he said shortly, but it took 6 weeks. Even if you go without delay, it'll take you a month to walk from Orissa to Bengal to Ramkeli. Yeah. To Mayapur will take 4 weeks, and then again he went all the way to Ramkeli. That's the north of Bengal. So at least he was 6 weeks or 2 months before he got back to Jagannath Puri. And upon returning to Jagannath Puri, he immediately called all the devotees and he began to glorify Rupa and Sanatana. Particularly their humility. It impressed him so much. 2 months later, and that's all he's thinking about. Bidda bhakti bhuti bhale parama prabin. He's talking about Rupa and Sanatana. That in their learning, in their devotion, in their intelligence, in their strength, parama prabin, they're extremely experienced. Tobo apanake more trino hoitehin, but they think themselves lower than the grass in the street. Tardanna deki, seeing their humility. Shuni parshana bidore, that hearing about their humility can melt stone. Ami tushto hoi tobe kohilon dohare. Ami tushto hoi. I am satisfied seeing that. Their humility pleases me so much. So the message for us from this example is that wherever we are, whatever we do, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in a devotional life, that the mood of humility is so important. And the tendency for us is to become so proud so quickly that I'm making so much advancement in Krishna consciousness. I'm able to control my senses. I'm becoming so powerful. I'm becoming so dear to Krishna. I'm able to influence so many other people to take to Krishna consciousness. And this way we can get intoxicated by our little progress in Krishna consciousness. And after a short time, we can consider ourselves very advanced. So this is not so pleasing to the Lord. But these devotees who are so exalted, he's saying they're so qualified. Already they were writing literature in different languages at that time. In bhakti, in intelligence, in culture, everything. They're so qualified. But the most attractive quality is their humility. So we have to cultivate humility. We need to be cautious of pride developing in us. It will talk to you. It will say, it will tell you your glories. So you have to recognize this is anarta. This is kutinata. This is puja lava protishta. We'll discuss that tomorrow night. Puja lava protishta. We've been desiring these things. So the humility is so important. That was so attractive to Shachinanda. So he's describing that Tomaya Ridaye Ami Jani Patra Dware. Patra Dware, through the letters, Hatha Dware, through the letters, Toma Ridoye Ani Jani, I know exactly your heart. And Toma Shikaite, to teach you, Shlok Patilo Toma, I sent you this book. So there was some correspondence between Rupa and Sanatan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No microphone?
He's going to the battery, I think.
And Mahaprabhu, the letter that he wrote, the verse that he instructed Rupa and Sanatan was that about if a lady is attracted to a man other than her husband, then she becomes even more attentive to the household duties. Mahaprabhu, he sent this book. It is an allegorical instruction. It doesn't mean that it's okay for the lady, married ladies, to develop an amorous relationship with someone that, apart from their husband. It means that you should externally be very dutiful in your material responsibility, and internally, and just like the housewife, she's in love with that other man, so that no one suspects her. She becomes more attentive to the household responsibility, so that there's no suspicion.
So Mahaprabhu is advising him, you carry on, and very quickly Krishna will deliver you. And we saw that very quickly. Krishna delivered them. Goda, nikat, ashte, nahimor, prayojan. I had no real reason to come to Bengal. Tomar duha, you too. Dekte, mor, ihan, agamon, I've my journey. Tomar duha, dekte, to see you too. I've come. Janame janme tumi dui kinkar amar. You, life after life, are my servants. Achirate Krishna tomare koribe udhar. Very quickly, achirate, very quickly, Krishna will deliver you. And what position the Rupa and Sanatana attained when they went to Vrindavan and wrote the Bhakti Shastras. Kavi bhakti roshastre kore likon kavi chaitanya kota shune chaitanya chintan. In this way they resided in Vrindavan, absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, qualities. Chaitanya chintan, thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kavi bhakti roshastre kore likon, writing the devotional literatures in Vrindavan. So saying this to the Goshami, so to Rupa and Sanatan, changed their name, saying this, eta voli duha shire dorele duihate. Mahaprabhu, he placed his hand on the head of Rupa and Sanatan. Dhui bai prabhur pad nila nija mate. And the two brothers, they took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and put them on their head. Dhui jan prabhur kripa deki bhaktagon hari hari bale shab anandita-mon. When all the devotees, Bhaktigan, when they saw Duijan Prabhur Kripa, Deki, when they saw the mercy that these two brothers received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari Hari Bole, Shove, they all called out, Hari Hari Bol, Anandito-mon, with great pleasure. When we see the Vaishnavas advancing in Krishna consciousness, this should give us great pleasure. Sometimes a junior person makes more rapid advancement than us. This should give us great pleasure. So many devotees with their shop bhaktagon, they didn't get this type of special, intimate reciprocation from Sachinandan. He's speaking with them, encouraging them. He's putting his lotus feet on their hands, he's giving them the name. This is special mercy. In front of all the devotees, this incident happened. And seeing this, all the anandito-mon, they become full of joy. Not that when we see a younger devotee being appreciated, distinctively treated because of their success, that we have. What about me? Forget what I did. We feel like that. And then we make it our mission to make it known all of the bad things that that person does, right? We have to enlighten everybody. You're all fooled thinking that, oh, set you straight, and then we make it our mission to propagate all bad things about that person. This is very bad, Vaishnava aparad. So once again, we learn the proper attitude of the Vaishnavas when we see these pastimes of Sri Hari, Gaud Hari. Nitananda Haridash, Shivash Gadadhar, Mukunda Jagat Ananda, Murari Bakreshar, Shabar Charane Thari, Pare Dui Bhai, Shave Bale Dhanna Tumi Paylo Goshai. Shavai Bale Dhanna, oh, how wonderful, how auspicious, Paylo Tumi Paylo Goshai, you got the lotus feet of Goshai. Shavai Charane Thari, they, Rupa and Sanatan, they held the lotus feet of all the devotees, as they blessed him in that way. And in this way, Rupa and Sanatan, their first meeting with the Lord, and then they return to their residence. Vishambhar, he then decided to move on from Ramkeli, and he journeyed on overnight to Kanai Natashala. We have a center here, a very nice farm project, Kanai Natashala, on the bank of Maraganga. If you like, you can go and visit and spend some time there. We have a guest house there. So after spending the night in Kanai Natashala, Mahaprabhu here from Ramkeli, he continues to Vrindavan and he reaches Ramkeli. Now, in Ramkeli, just prior to their departure, Rupa and Sanatan leaving, and Sanatan Goswami, he gave some instruction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's also quite extraordinary that he took it upon himself to give advice to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatan Goswami said that this is not an appropriate way to go to Vrindavan with thousands and thousands of followers. He made that advice to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sachinanda, and he carried on, continued on to Kanai Natashala. And then the next morning, he began to contemplate about that. Yeah. So back in Puri, Mahaprabhu is describing this, how Sanatan had instructed him. Actually, what happened was Mahaprabhu, so Sanatana Goswami instructed him, and then he decided to return. He returned back to Jagannath Puri, and then he made his actual path to Vrindavan through the Jarikan forest. Now, after journeying a few days through the Jarikan forest, Mahaprabhu spoke to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who is his assistant, these words. Bhaktagon Shange Avashai Koribe Milan Bhaktagon Shange Lai Javo Vrindavan. My original desire was to take the devotees from Bengal, go to Bengal, and then take the Bengali devotees and take them with me to Vrindavan. That was my original plan. Eta Bhavi Gaudadeshe Gorilangamon Mata Ganga Bhakta Deki Shuki Hoilamon. In this way, in thinking this, Etabhave Gaudadeshe Koryalangamon, I went to Bengal, and Mother Ganga Bhakta Deki, seeing the devotees, seeing Ma Ganga, Shuki Hoilomon, I became so happy. Then, Sanatan Mukhe, from the lips of Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Mukhe, Krishna Ama Shikailo, Krishna spoke through the lips of Sanatan Goswami. Taha vigna kori bon pot laila ailo. It's very interesting. Through the lips of Sanatana Goswami, I was instructed by Krishna that this is not the appropriate way to go to Vrindavan. Through the lips of Sanatana Goswami, I was instructed. Taha vigna kori. Vigna means an obstruction. So he's saying that the whole journey to Ramkeli was simply a diversion to bring me on this forest path. Because I'm so happy here in the forest, traveling alone We're bathing in the waterfalls. We're eating the fresh shark from the trees and the plants and the forest and the fruits. Traveling alone, just Mahaprabhu and Balabhadra Bhattacharya and one other assistant. So happy through this lonely path in the forest. I'm so happy. Krishna is so merciful to me that he's given me this experience of traveling through the forest. So it's interesting that the same incident of going to Ramkeli, Mahaprabhu, he describes it in three or four different ways, the same incident, the purport, the significance. First he says that I'm going there to see Ma Ganga and Sachimata. That's the reason I'm going. Then he says to Rupa and Sanatan, the only reason, my only prayojan in coming here was to meet you two. And now, when he's in the Jarikan forest, he says, oh, that was all just to give me an opportunity to come alone through the Jarikan forest. So in this way, whatever situation he finds himself in, he simply sees it as the special mercy of Sri Hari. And in this way, we can learn the proper attitude of Vaishnava life from Mahaprabhu's example, as he's teaching us in the form of a devotee, Bhakta Rupa. Any questions?
And then just after they get initiated, then Sanatan Goswami is instructing Mahaprabhu. So how do we see it as a sign of humility? Like on one side, they are personification of humility, and then immediately after he becomes the disciple of Mahaprabhu, he's instructing him or advising him. So
he gave the instruction in a very humble way. And what else can we say? He's no question of the humility of the Goshamis. Nidra hara vihara gaji vijito cha atanta dino. Not only are they dino, humble, atanta dino, excessively humble. Nidra aha vihara gaji vijito. Even though they conquered eating, lost interest in eating. Nidra, lost interest in sleeping. Nidra ahar, vihar, enjoyment. Viharakadi, etc. Vijito. They completely lost interest in. Atanta dino. And at the same time, they considered themselves very low. So there's no question about any pride or any inappropriateness. It's extreme humility constantly. And Sanatana Goswami gave good advice, and Mahaprabhu appreciated it. So nothing. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Just one question. We speak a lot about humility in our movement, and I've also heard that humility and prema are non-different. Can you expand a little bit on that?
I would say, I mean, humility and prema are non-different. I mean, the goal of life is not humility.
I mean, non-different in the sense that they occur simultaneously.
Well, yeah, humility, well, all the good qualities, yashashi bhakti bhagavat akinchan savai gunas tatra shamashate shura, all of the shavai guna, all of the qualities of the shura, of the deva, of the godly persons, the yashashi bhagavat akinchan, by devotional service, all good qualities will manifest. So a person will develop humility as a result of devotional practice. It will come. So we expect to see humility in the character of an advancing Vaishnava, and we expect to see that in the behavior. The Vaishnavas are humble. They will pay their obeisances. They will fall down on the floor in front of another Vaishnava. This is humility. And we also should, as we're progressing in Krishna consciousness, we should progressively see ourselves as more and more unqualified.
Yeah. When Sanatana Goswami gave instruction, to Mahaprabhu not to go with so many devotees to Vrindavan, And how can we reconcile these instructions when we see so many yatras being conducted nowadays and we all devotees go
okay, to Prabhupada in the purport he says that he particularly does not recommend or he advises against or excludes those making a business of Dham Jatra. Prabhupada writes in the report, those who collect large numbers of Tirtha Jatris and take them on tour of the Tirthas in order to raise money and lucrative business, this should not be done. So he says that particularly, so that we shouldn't do that. But we for preaching the devotees, inspiring, go to the holy Dharma, this shouldn't be charged excessively. It shouldn't become a profit type program. That's what is particular. That's one thing that's being referred to here. This is not the way to enter Vrindavan. So it can be so thousands and thousands of devotees can, but we should all be very humble and very in the appropriate attitude. That's our movement. We're expanding. So many people will go, but they have to go in the right way. That's it. Not that we're arranging that just to make profit. That's what Prabhupada particularly says in the purport. Which instruction?
But not to take so many devotees.
Well, Mahaprabhu said the reason for that was to give me an opportunity to go through the bon pot, the forest, and enjoy so much this forest, and that's the reason.
But what was the harm in other people enjoying?
What was the harm in what?
Other people enjoying. So I'm just trying to understand, was there something else as well, apart from that?
Something else? Like what you... What,
perhaps you have some suspicion? What would you... What are you considering?
Like
something else?
1,000 people going through forest might damage the...
Yeah. But we're kind of getting off the point here, you know. The whole day... Consider the main... You know, we don't want to cut the thing up so much that we lose the real message. The message is that these things, Mahaprabhu is attached to his mother, Mahaprabhu is attached to Ma Ganga, Mahaprabhu is attached to the devotees of Gaudadesh, Mahaprabhu only went to Ram Kelly to deliver Rupa and Sanatan, Mahaprabhu was not concerned about the circumstances of doing Sankirtan right next to the Nawab's palace. Mahaprabhu appreciated the instruction of his disciple. Mahaprabhu appreciated that. That's what we should learn from it. And Mahaprabhu appreciated the opportunity to go through the forest alone and deliver the tigers and the elephants. That's the message. We don't need to cut it up any more than that. And essentially also the humility is such an important quality to cultivate in which we can, guaranteed, we can satisfy the Supreme Lord. If we're simply humble, just remain humble and remain dear to the Lord in that way. So tomorrow evening, we will discuss what happened after Rupa and Sanatan, after the meeting with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu goes to Vrindavan through the forest, and then in coming back, he comes back along the path of Ganga, first in Prayag Raj, where he meets with Rupa Goswami, and then carries on to Varanasi, and then returns to Jagannath Puri. So tomorrow evening we will discuss what happened after this event. Rupa and his other brother Anupam, they left. They journeyed to trying to meet Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. They met in Prayag. And we'll discuss some of the instructions that Sachinandan gives to Rupa Goswami at Prayag Raj tomorrow evening in the temple room. You're all invited. Avasha milaye tar Krishna prem dhan. Those who hear a shakal punna kota, those who hear this description of Mahaprabhu first meeting with Rupa and Sanatan and Ram Kelly, jay kore shravan, those who hear this, avashai, certainly milaye, they will join tar Krishna prem dhan, they will get the riches of Krishna prema. Jai Shri Chinandan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Jai.